We want to continue a series that we've been on since the first of the year to continue to grow as a congregation and as individuals in our ability to live out of the inward man rather than just the outward man. The Apostle Paul writing in 2nd, and this is not our text this morning, but throughout the whole series, this has been our overarching umbrella under which we have understood some things. The Apostle Paul writing, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. I must be in a blank spot, and it's possible I'm the blank spot. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And we've been on a journey to recognize the inward man that lives within us and is in reality the real us and the true us and the eternal us and the invisible us. And our soul and our body give some visibility. I'm a firm believer. I am convinced that when we get to heaven, we will know one another. We will recognize one another, and it will be spirit to spirit rather than soul to soul or body to body. And we'll have a whole new body, but we're going to be uniquely us. And heaven is going to be a home for us that is uniquely fit for us. And even though we're all different and all of that. So it is under that umbrella that we are turning in our Bibles to the book of Ephesians. And I already read from there a little bit this morning. And chapter 5. I'll, to save time. Over the years, I've used a phrase many times. That we who preach out of the crucibles of our life. And there's probably never been a time that that is more true for me than it is this morning. Many of you know that Marcy, who is not here this morning, has been battling cancer for 4 years. And we have walked our journey. And, I used the wrong word. I knew I'd do that. Remember, Marcy corrected me one Sunday way back. We have walked our adventure. She's calling it her great adventure, our great adventure. We have walked out that adventure before you pretty transparently. We've been careful not to make, and made it clear we are standing for healing, and we are fully believing for healing. For those who may be visiting and don't know, she has cancer in the tailbone and a little bit in her lungs. And as we've contended for healing and invited many of you, all of you, into the process of prayer and all of that, we've been careful not to make grandiose predictions, nor have we been careful not to declare grandiose testimonies that were not true or only half true, because that's not a testimony at all. And we've walked it out with you. And in the spirit of that, we want to continue to walk out this adventure with you. And Marcy has been on home care for some time to help manage the discomfort. That's a nice word for pain, but it's a more edifying word to use. And I don't want any of this not to be edifying for you. But she has been in home care to help manage the discomfort, and that care has fairly recently, transitioned to hospice. That is a word that we associate with end of life. And I want to encourage you that one of the things we've learned is it isn't just about end of life, it is also about quality of life. And having her under the care of hospice and having them come in 3 times a week teaching me some things and all of that, and Renee, has enabled us and her to stay in a place where she's pretty much pain-free a lot of the time. And she's able to stay in a place of faith. She's able to stay in a place of focus. And I appreciated the way Dave opened the service this morning about the story of that man crying, and at least some people assuming he must be struggling, and he was crying because of the goodness of God. I do not want to anyway paint a picture that Marcy is laying in a bed somewhere suffering. Right about now, she's laying on our couch having her toenails done by our daughter-in-law, and she's doing very well. But she does have limited strength. She's fighting a battle, so I don't want to paint a picture that she's struggling or suffering. I have caught her crying on more than one occasion, including yesterday morning, but it was just exactly what the story Pastor Dave shared. She was crying because she was overwhelmed with the goodness of God and the love of God for her, and the love of God that her family was pouring over her. And so she's doing well. I know some of you would like to know what you can do. We really don't honestly need anything. I mean, she's eating very specific foods and very little, and I'm low maintenance. I think I am anyway. I love leftovers. Sometimes I think they're better, but anyway. So to say all that, to say we really don't need anything as far as meals or cleaning. We just don't have a big house that needs cleaning or anything like that. So what we really do need is your prayer. We really do. And that sounds so cliché-ish, but that's the truth. We need our body to just stand with us during this time. That's all we really need. That is the most precious thing. I know some of you would love to see her and come and visit her. And we're just, as a family, Renee, come and stand with me. This is my daughter, if you're visiting, and she's also a pastor here, but we are her care team. Not that there aren't others, but like Ashley and John. But we want you as a congregation to trust us if we say that it just isn't good to visit her right now. And the reason for that is, and you all can relate to this, there are times when you're struggling with a cold or the flu and you know a visitor is not what you need. And this is something like that, in that if you did visit, it would be for you and not for her. And it would tax her unnecessarily for your sake. And I know you wouldn't want to do that. So we're, as a team, we're asking you to trust us. Thank you. Here's what you can do. You can pray, and if you have anything you want to communicate to her, you can email myself or Renee, and both of our email addresses are in the directory, and you can also get them from Kathy in the office, and we will read it to her. I promise. I'll give you my word on that. We will read it to her, and we'll read it to her at a time that it'll be most beneficial to her. Because she is on some pretty heavy medication, and we're getting that balance, so it's not heavier than it needs to be to manage the discomfort. And in those times when, funny story, when people are under medication, their true person comes out, I believe. And I got to tell you, Marcy's funny. She is funny. She had been sleeping, and she dreamt that she was in somewhere other than home. And so I was going to help her with some things. And she said, no, I'm going to wait till Bob gets here. And I said, I am Bob. And she burst out laughing, and for the rest of the day, I'd walk in the room or whatever, and she'd, "Hi, Bob, how are you?" And she was messing with me. She's funny. So anyway, a verse that we are standing on very strongly is Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And that's what we so often wrestle with, is our own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. And we've stood on that since she was first diagnosed 4 years ago with colon cancer and elected to have surgery. And we stood on it when it came returned in her tailbone, and she felt she wasn't to have surgery because it was so invasive and so, it's just very involved. And so she is in a good place. We as a family are in a good place. We are having a lot of family time and just loving on her, and she's loving on us. And I want to read my text. See then that you walk Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another. I'm going to forego verses. We're going to go right up to 18.
Would it be okay if we gave Bob an extra 10 minutes? I will go alert the...
No, that's okay.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
I have somewhere to be more important than here. It's true. And so do some of you, probably. And see, that's the thing as the family of God, we sometimes don't understand. We think this is it, and this ain't it. This is a little piece of it. And so I want to dismiss you at 11:30 because it's the right thing to do. It's just so simple. Because you and I, at least some of us, have more important places to be than here. Isn't that simple? That's honoring one another, isn't it? God doesn't need a lot of time. And so when I'm wrestling with time, it's only that I want to do the best job I can. That's all. So you already know the days are evil, and you know it's good not to live as a fool. And it's good to... Verse 18, do not be drunk with wine in which dissipation, but be ye filled with the Spirit. We've already talked a little bit about that. I've had the opportunity already to preach a little bit about this. But because the days are evil and because of the toxic environment, and Pastor Dave has done a great job in messages past, including last Sunday when he encouraged us to go vote, he has talked a lot about what's going on in our nation right now, and it is toxic. It's just a toxic environment. There's no doubt about it. And what I encourage you is, don't drink the water in that environment.
Come on. Yeah.
You've heard that saying, don't drink the water. See, here's the truth. You are a sponge. I am a sponge. We are spiritual. Spiritually speaking, we are sponges, and we're going to soak up something, so you might as well soak up the Spirit, capital S, rather than the Spirit, small s, the spirit of this age, or the spirit of the world, or whatever you want to put on it. But understand this, every one of us is a sponge. And so when Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, I personally am not convinced that he's really even just talking about wine that you're putting in a glass. I want to suggest that it's way bigger than that. Don't drink anything but the Spirit of God. So now we're speaking spiritually. Don't drink anything. You are a sponge. And see, here's the deal with a sponge. It can look good on the outside, but you really know what's on the inside when it's squeezed. And you see what comes out. And sometimes God squeezes us to get out what's in, and as soon as you get the opportunity to get unsqueezed, here's the first thing that happens. You draw right back in. I want to encourage you to drink of the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit. That's Paul's encouragement. Make sure. See, here's the deal. You're going to be full of something. That's what I'm trying to say to you. You're full of it. You got to know that. So you might as well have some say in what you're full of. And Paul's exhortation is be filled with the Spirit. And the way we do that is interesting. We do it together. In the next few verses, Paul uses the word twice, one another. That's what we were doing here this morning. We were being filled with the Spirit. And we were doing it together. We were singing to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making melody in our heart, whatever that looked like. One of the things that is most freeing to me is I do not have to be a good singer to worship. I'm so thankful for that. Yeah, I see that hand. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with anything except heart-to-heart connection with God. But I tell you, part of it is song and just, I would encourage you as you go throughout your day, and especially when you arise early in the morning, I encourage you to pay attention to the song that's bubbling in your heart. No matter how silly. I had a song yesterday in my heart, and to be honest, it's an old song about the love of God, and I was trying to think of it this morning so I could tell you, and I can't remember it. But I was singing it as I was going about my morning and helping Marcy with some stuff. We had our kids coming to visit, and all of a sudden she's crying. She was being overwhelmed with the love of her family and her God. And that song was so at the surface in my spirit. And I did, what was I, and I, it, I'd like to tell you I did that on purpose. Yeah, I do that all the time. I just sing to my wife and God shows up. No. No, that's not true. I mean, but it may be more true in the future because I learned something. That song that was welling up within me ministered to her. And that's what we just read. Speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual, making melody in the heart, giving thanks, submitting or speaking to one another. We've talked about over the last quite a while about all the different ways that we feed our inner man and feed our spirit. And Marcy and I are very aware of how precious the body of Christ is to us and how valuable you are to us. So when I say pray for us, that isn't just a nice, cute little pastoral statement. That is the truth. And it is enough. That's what you need to understand. It's powerful. We are living and walking in such a grace right now, and we understand it's God, and it's from God. Submitting to one another. Ends in verse 21. Submitting to one another. See, the reality is that you and I are sponges, and we take in, and we give out. We give out to those out there in the highways and the byways, but we also give out to those around us. And we give out, we were given out, the team gave out this morning. They led us into something that was precious. Learn how to receive. That's why things like Cornerstone is so important. We have a connect group that we've led for a few months, and we're not able to go there right now because it's Marcy can't travel in a car. Just can't be comfortable, can't sit, can't lay down. So she, so we haven't been going, and they're continuing to meet and pray for us. Do you know how precious that is? Dwayne and Joni host that group. Thank you. Yeah, but that's so insignificant. No, it's not. It's God. And if they decide, they might have decided last time they met, they're not going to pray for us this week. That's okay. We have an advocate seated at the right hand of the Father. By the way, I forgot. Marcy said this to me a few days ago, and she did not know that I was going to be talking about this morning. Still doesn't. She said, I just want to make sure people understand I have not lost hope.
Praise God.
And that's a message right from her lips, and she didn't know it would ever probably be repeated, but it was something that was so, she just wanted people to understand she has not lost hope. We as a family have not lost hope. We are continuing to contend for healing. We're continuing to trust God, and we invite you to join with us. Because we're family. I do want to point out very quickly, submitting to one another, which really means to serve under. I say this with all sincerity. I have never had a higher, more privileged ministry assignment from God than I have right now caring for my wife. It is the most holy, privileged position I have ever, ever been entrusted with. And it is so holy and it is so precious. And I am submitted to her. She looks, that doesn't mean she's the boss. I want to make that. Right now, she does not make a good boss. But I have the privilege of coming under and serving her. And that's what we do with one another. That's what the Berries are going to do. They're not building something. It's foundation laying. It's not cover over. It's foundation under. And I have the privilege of being a foundation under my wife. I do want us to notice that Paul says, be filled with the Spirit before he ever tells husbands to love their wives. Yeah. Before he ever tells wives to submit to their husbands. Husbands and wives, I tell you what, it's way easier to be filled with the Spirit and stay filled, and that is the meaning of that scripture. Be continually filled. It is way easier to be a husband if you keep your tank full. My wife had, from time to time, will say to me something along the lines of, go be with Jesus. Not currently. But I mean, over the years, and I know just what she means. And so do you. Just go be with Jesus. Come back when you're filled up. Come back when you've got something decent to say. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ask him, I'll tell him.
Whoa, don't go meddling now.
Well, it's like you're not.
So before he ever said, be filled with the Spirit, or before he He said, be filled with the Spirit before he told husbands to love wives, before he told parents and children how to relate to one another in chapter 6, before he ever talked about marketplace work relationships. He talks about masters and bondservants. Just understand this, bondservants were voluntary servants or slaves. They had such a bond with their master, that's why they were there. It's just work relations. Before he ever talks about spiritual warfare, he talks about being filled with the Spirit. I encourage you in the body. If you're visiting this morning, this may not be your body. You may be looking for a new church or a congregation, a family to become part of. This may or may not be the right one for you. I learned this years ago. God will make it very clear. And you'll know that you know that's where you belong. And that doesn't mean you're there for life. It means you're there till he moves you on. But we all need a body of people who will stand with us and who we can connect with. Amen. In a few minutes, there's going to be prayer teams up here. I encourage you to take advantage of the body, ministering to the body. In various publications, there are a number of care groups and or connect groups, home groups that you could be a part of. I encourage you to be in a small group. It can, some of you are probably in a small group and you don't even realize it. You're part of a ministry where you support one another, pray for one another. The important thing is that we recognize that the spiritual journey and that we recognize that our inward man is dependent on others. Jesus with skin on. Let's stand together. Father, we just thank you for your word to us. We thank you for the privilege that you give us to be in the body of Christ. And to be part of a congregation of people, whether here or elsewhere, you encourage us to get plugged in so that we can be an encouragement to people and they can be an encouragement to us. We thank you for your design, Father, and we magnify and glorify you in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.